Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Coffee and Code. I'm your host, Ashley Coffee. Coffee and Code is your weekly rundown for the latest top tech news from around the world delivered every Wednesday morning. On my show, you'll find a mix of the latest news in the tech world, including privacy, infosec, startups, and more, along with interviews with experts, innovators, and practical everyday tech tips to level up your life. Subscribe to Coffee and Code to be notified when new episodes go live. You can also follow me on Twitter at @AshleyCoffey_. That's @AshleyCoffey_. Or on Instagram at @AshleyRCoffey89. Thanks for listening and welcome to Coffee and Code. Hello, and welcome to Coffee and Code. I'm your host, Ashley Coffee, and today I'll be covering a new security feature rolling out in iOS 14, the first state in the U.S. to enact a DNA privacy law, facial recognition software, and the rising concerns of TikTok. So, let's get started. iOS 14. iCloud Keychain now alerts users about leaked passwords. If you're not familiar with iCloud Keychain, it stores and syncs all of your passwords from different websites and apps through iCloud. It's super convenient. I've used it for so long, and it's great because it syncs across all of my devices. So if I want to see one of my passwords, I can easily go find where that is. Users can access the iCloud Keychain with an iPhone or iPad by opening the Settings app and then tapping on the Passwords menu. With the upcoming iOS 14 release, which will be made available to the public in the fall, Apple offers a new security recommendations menu that shows only your passwords that could put your accounts at risk for some reason. This includes passwords that are easy to guess and even those that may have leaked on the internet. iCloud Keychain now clarifies what the problem is with the password for each specific account that is saved there so that users can learn more about creating stronger passwords. Now, some of these features were already present in iOS 13, but not as prominent as in iOS 14. So, for example, currently, if I go look at my passwords, iCloud Keychain will alert me if I'm reusing the same password across multiple websites. Now, this is something you don't want to do. You always want to keep up to date with your passwords and constantly change them to be unique. You don't want to use the same password for everything. And why is that? With all the data breaches going on, your information could potentially be leaked, and that password could be the keys to unlock all of your websites and personally identifiable information, such as birth date, address, social security number, you name it. So the best rule of thumb is to use unique passwords, change them often, and don't recycle them across different websites. Next up, let's talk about genetic testing data, specifically direct-to-consumer testing kits, so think 23andMe. I personally have not taken a DNA test because I believe we are in uncharted territory in regard to how this data could potentially be used in the future. I have nothing against people who have used DNA kits it's great that they've become more accessible, but I think the privacy surrounding how that information could potentially be used in the future should be addressed, absolutely. Last week, Florida became the nation's first state to enact a DNA privacy law, prohibiting life, disability, and long-term insurance companies from accessing genetic data tests for coverage purposes. Under House Bill 1189, insurers are prohibited from using genetic information to price policies and offerings. The bill blocks companies from requiring or soliciting genetic information from applicants and forbids DNA testing companies to provide genetic information to insurers without the customer's permission. However, individuals can still volunteer genetic information from third-party tests to insurers. Next up, Clearview AI, Inc. is in the news again. And if you don't know about Clearview AI, you definitely should. Clearview AI is a privately held company based out of Manhattan that provides facial recognition software, which is used by law enforcement agencies, universities, private companies, and individuals. It is currently unregulated as there are no federal privacy laws that prohibit its practices, which to me is concerning. So, how does Clearview work? You take a picture of a person, upload it, and get to see public photos of that person, along with links to where those photos appeared. The system, whose backbone is a database of more than 3 billion images that Clearview claims to have scraped from Facebook, YouTube, Venmo, and millions of other websites, goes far beyond anything ever constructed by the US government or Silicon Valley giants. Recently, Clearview AI ended its operations in Canada, suspending a contract with its last remaining client, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The move comes almost 5 months after privacy authorities at the federal level and in three provinces launched an investigation into the New York-based firm over allegations it collected personal information without consent and provided data to law enforcement. Something to consider here is how dangerously powerful the software can be. Searching someone by face could come as easy as Googling a name. Strangers would be able to listen in on sensitive conversations, take photos of the participants, and know personal secrets. Someone walking down the street could be immediately identifiable, and his or her home address would be only a few clicks away. It would essentially herald the end of public anonymity. This is a powerful reminder that we are only seeing the beginning of the battle of privacy and ethics with facial recognition software, especially when a lot of money is on the table. Now, I think technology like this could definitely be used for good, for sure. It has helped a lot of law enforcement agencies solve crimes that could potentially otherwise not have been solved. But I think this type of technology can easily fall into the wrong hands, and there needs to be some kind of regulation with how this information is being used. Next up, TikTok has announced that it will pull its app from Google Play and the App Store in Hong Kong after a new security law claiming it doesn't and wouldn't share data with China. Why does this matter? TikTok's move comes as many large tech companies say they are still evaluating how to respond to the Hong Kong law. This new law forces companies doing business in Hong Kong to provide user data to the Chinese government as well as to comply with censorship requests. TikTok also announced a new platform today to court small business advertisers via self-service advertisements. This will let companies purchase ads without needing to speak to a sales team and turn TikTok into a potentially viable advertising business. It's fraught with challenges, especially after the Trump administration's threat this week to impose a ban on China-based social media apps. The launch coincides with an international backlash against hate speech and misinformation that has proliferated on other services, including Facebook and Twitter, prompting an unprecedented advertising boycott of some of these social media platforms. TikTok has released a statement saying that it is committed to protecting brands from appearing next to objectionable content through content moderation technology and human moderators. It also said it has never asked provided It has never provided user data to the Chinese government and would not do so if asked. Lots of information to digest today. But before I leave you, I want to share one of my favorite tech tips. So yesterday I was browsing the App Store. I have an iPhone, by the way, and this tip is for iPhone users. And I noticed that one of the top search results for apps was screen recording. And this baffled me because screen recording is actually built into your phone. And here's how you add it. So I have my control center set up with different widgets that benefit me. So things like having a flashlight shortcut widget or low battery mode widget or the notes widget. I just have things that suit my needs, and you can customize these widgets to fit your daily lifestyle. So I have the screen recording widget on there, and to access it, I just swipe down from the top right-hand corner of my screen. Make sure you're in the top right-hand corner to activate Control Center, otherwise you'll activate your notification center. Now when I swipe down, I have a little circle icon, and if I tap on that, a countdown starts to ensue. And then once my screen has started recording, I will see a red circle in the top left-hand corner that indicates that recording is now live. So this is great if you're trying to show someone how to do something or just share information to your friends. Lots of uses for this. If you want to adjust your control center to get the screen recording widget on there, you can do so by going to Settings, Control Center, Customize Controls. And from here, you have a myriad of different widgets that you can add, including a QR code reader, flashlight, calculator, camera shortcut, voice memos, super helpful, do not disturb while driving, and many others. So that's your tech tip for today. And before I leave you, I also want to hear from you. If you want to drop me a message, please let me know if there are any specific topics that you'd like to hear more about, or if you have any feedback about the show today. You can do this by going to anchor.fm/coffeeandcode/message to leave a message. Again, that's anchor.fm/coffeeandcode/message. I'd love to hear from you, so please drop me a message. Let me know what you think. Lastly, I want to give a special thank you to Just Good Coffee Company, the official coffee partner of Coffee and Code. Just Good Coffee offers a carefully selected selection of coffee from some of the most revered coffee producing regions from around the world. Their commitment to offering exceptionally good experiences extends beyond just the products themselves, but extends well into the community. Their mission is simple: to offer good coffee and coffee for good. From cup to community, that is the sole purpose of Just Good Coffee. Be sure to check out their newest collection, the Culture Collection. These blends are carefully crafted and roasted to perfection, each with origins from within the great continent of Africa. You can find them at justgoodcoffee.co. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe to be notified when new episodes of Coffee and Code go live. Thank you, and have a great day.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.